If you're in business, you need to be kept informed. In Business on Radio Kerry, every Thursday from 6 to 7pm.
And you're very welcome back to In Business with Mary Gallagher. Now, the latest research from the Laya Healthcare Wellbeing Index lays bare the concerns of employees and HR leaders on the impact of mental health in the workplace. And it's showing that the cost of living crisis is the lead cause of anxiety and stress for employees. Well, to tell us more about this, I'm joined now on the line by Sinead Prews, who is Head of Health and Wellbeing at Laya Healthcare. Sinead, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So the latest Laya Healthcare Wellbeing Index, it's showing that mental health is having a big impact in the workplace at the moment, and the rising cost of living is really the main cause of that.
Yeah, that's right, Mary. So this is the fourth wave of research that we've carried out since the start of the pandemic back in early 2020. And I suppose there's three key findings really from the research. So as you rightly pointed out, the cost of living crisis is definitely the lead cause of anxiety and stress for employees in the workplace. And that is also causing more concerns among business leaders and HR leaders around employee mental health. And then I think the third one is really that now, you know, for the first time we see coming through our research, work-life balance or indeed flexible work practices are on a par with salary for employees in terms of what they value right now in the job market.
Mm. And looking maybe at the employment market, we're hearing the whole time it's an employees market at the moment. The results of the survey, they're showing that, I suppose, maybe equal numbers are looking to stay in the job they are for job security because they're worried about money, but more then are looking to move to another job because they feel they need a higher salary to kind of keep up with the rising cost of living.
Yeah, absolutely spot on. So as you say, like pretty much 50-50, 59% saying they want to stay, 56% saying they're going to look for a higher salary. But I think what's interesting is, and this is always the beauty about doing these kind of, you know, impact studies and compete and repeating them year on year. Last year, so this time last year, we saw that 45% of 18 to 34 4-year-olds were saying that they were going to actually change their jobs. Now, in a way, Mary, you'd expect that from that age group within the market. But interestingly, more than a third of them really looking for an employer who really cared about their health and well-being. And we can see that happening now in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Looking at the numbers that reported that their mental health was poor, I suppose when you think about that, you think about your employees are not in a good place, it's inevitably going to impact on their work, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's really important for owners and HR leaders to realise the leading cause right now at this point in time, and we carried out the research over the summer, I think it was July to August, and now of course we're publishing the findings, but the leading cause right now is cost of living, right? So that's important. It's not work related, okay? It's really about they're concerned, they're worried, they're uncertain about what their heating bill is going to be, what their electricity bill is going to be. We see petrol and diesel prices increasing, really as a direct result, obviously, of the war in Ukraine. But as an employer, you might say, well, look, that has nothing to do with me. Well, actually, it's the same person, you know, that is working for you, that's coming in to your office and performing on the job that is actually nervous or anxious about these things. And that is definitely something that employers can certainly help and support.
And on the employer's side of it, then more of them are reporting that they're seeing their employees' mental health, that, you know, there more issues have arisen or that it's impacting them more over the last period of time because of this cost of living crisis.
Yeah, very much so. And actually, we see that coming through in our own data. So we provide occupational health, well-being and screening services to over 2,000 companies in Ireland through Laya Healthcare. What we've seen is we still see about 50% of those referrals into occupational health, so those people who are absent and need to be referred into occupational health, still see 50% of those being mental health related. But really interesting, Mary, in the last 6 months, a doubling of those needing also, you know, physio and healthcare services to do with their own physical health. So recurrent headaches, lower back pain and neck and shoulder pain. So certainly mental health taking its toll on the physical health of employees.
You mentioned there about employees being referred on for different types of therapy, whether it's physical or mental. Just looking at it from the employer's point of view, I mean, I know a lot of them are in difficult situations at the moment. The cost of doing business is increasing hugely, and they may not have money maybe to increase employees' salaries. But, you know, for those who are in that position who say who don't have the money to increase salaries, what else can they be doing to try and help out employees to help reduce this level of stress that they're under at the moment?
I think that's a great question. I think there's this myth that, you know, oh, it's the big companies, it's the big global tech companies that have all this money to be doing all these well-being initiatives. And I'd love just your listeners, whoever they are today, to realise it's not about that. It's really understanding what your employees or your teams value. And right now they're saying flexibility is a key thing, work-life balance. So as an employer, having a hybrid working policy, giving them the opportunity, if it's possible, Mary, it may not be possible, if it's possible, to work from home. People worked very successfully from home through the pandemic. So being able to give flexible working, giving your team a well-being day off, giving them a day off. You know, if they're really working very hard, they're hitting all their targets, they're performing very well, being able to give them that extra, we call them wellness days or just a team well-being day. But really what they're saying is, yes, you know, if somebody is going to move for salary and you can't match that, then there's not much you can do, right? But if they really do value that flexibility, then really think about how you re-look at the office and how you re-look at your flexible working policies.
And having policies and strategies in place, like health and well-being or mental health strategies, that's important too, isn't it? In that employees know that there is, I suppose, something there that they can go and seek help from their employer.
Absolutely. And look, I would say probably at this point in time, most companies will have an employee assistance program. But it's, I think what's important here is having senior leadership showing that it's okay to be vulnerable, showing that it's okay to ask for help. At those leadership meetings where you do have senior leadership, you know, giving updates on the company, to really, you know, be those advocates and say, these supports are there, we really want you to use them, they are very helpful, and making sure that employees know that it's okay not to be okay and it's okay to ask for help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I suppose that's key really, so that, you know, it doesn't escalate too far and get to a point where maybe the employee has to end up taking time off work.
And this is why earlier I was saying about, you know, referral into occupational health. So this is when somebody is absent. And what we're seeing is, you know, they're absent, it's a health-related issue and it obviously needs to be addressed. But what we're actually seeing, Mary, is really the aftermath of the pandemic, where people were saying at the time the mental health issues back in October last year were more about being isolated, by being disconnected, by feeling that they're not really engaging with their teams, they don't have enough time with their managers. And now we start to see that taking its toll on physical health. So absolutely being able to address that when it happens, that importance of early intervention, of preventing those chronic health issues, that's what's really important. And actually, that's what the supports are there for.
And that whole thing about COVID, you know, when people were working from home and maybe some are back in the office or they're doing a hybrid model, or maybe they're still completely at home. But I suppose that camaraderie that offices or, you know, a workplace, whether it's a shop or whatever it is, has, that can be lost sometimes, you know, if people are not all working together now because of COVID or following on from COVID, even if, you know, if they are working from home. I suppose an element of that camaraderie, that I suppose that social element of the workplace is gone, and that too can be a stress. I mean, someone could go into work and maybe offload a problem they have on a colleague, you know, over a coffee or something, and I suppose that's been missed out on, isn't it, because of the new kind of working workplace.
Well, I think if it is, it needs to be addressed, right? Because it's such an important part of why we work, that social interaction. And it's so important for our health and well-being. So I think, again, if we go back to the research, and by the way, Mary, this research is available for anybody to access It's on our Laya Healthcare website. You don't have to be a member of Laya Healthcare at all. It is accessible to everybody. But if you look into that, and we've looked at, you know, what is it that people really find positive or negative about working full-time on-site in a premises, having a hybrid working construction, or then working fully remotely. Those who are working in a hybrid working situation are the ones who report the most job satisfaction. But just to your point, they say they feel like that social interaction has been squeezed, you know, so they're not having as much crack at work, because when they're in to work. And then when they're home, they don't have that. So really important for, I suppose, business owners and HR leaders to recognise that. And also what they're missing out on is exposure to management and senior leadership.
Okay, so if employers try and, I suppose, strike a balance, I mean, you know, as you say, yeah, not every workplace can maybe afford to give someone a day off or afford to give a rise, but something to make sure that employees know they can go and talk to managers, and maybe even small gestures like a lunch out or something like that, or a social event to get people together to, I suppose, bring back the kind of the feeling or community among a workplace.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like, it's really about human connections and reinstilling those, because, you know, let's be honest, we did, a lot of us did work in isolation remotely for over 2 years. And, you know, you certainly do rethink how you work, and you start to rethink your, you know, what's valuable to you in your life. So it is about, again, I suppose, yeah, that term rethinking, the employer also rethinking about what to do now in this new world, because it certainly is a new way of working for everybody.
Absolutely. Well, look, Sinead, we are going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us and talking to us about all of those findings within the Laya Healthcare Wellbeing Index, which you mentioned is available on the Laya Healthcare website for anyone to have a look on.
Thank you. And Mary, can I do a very quick shout out to somebody? We have a lovely man working with us called Dio O'Connor. He's from Kerry and his mom might be listening. So I just want to say a shout out to Mrs. O'Connor, and I hope she's keeping well. She can be very proud of her son. He's doing great things for the health of people in Ireland. So there you go. I'll leave it on that note.
Okay, well, Sinead, look, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Mary. Bye-bye.
Sinead Pruse, their Head of Health and Wellbeing at Laya Healthcare.